Welcome back to Downtown 545, your drive home on a Thursday. Rich Kimble here along with Brian Stackpole. The Patriots will try and reverse their two-game skid this weekend when they head to the road to take on the Houston Texans. And with more on that game, we're joined on the G&M Family Market telephone line by the play-by-play voice of the Texans, Mark Vandermeer. Mark, thanks for making time for us this afternoon.
It's my pleasure, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing great. Looking forward to the game. Of course, the Patriots reeling a little bit. The Texans going the other way, playing very good football of late. And certainly, there's nothing unfamiliar about this game for seemingly the entire Texan staff.
Yeah, it's true. When you look at Bill O'Brien, Mike Vrabel, Romeo Crennel, Vince Wilfork, George Godsey, I mean, the list is endless as far as guys who have a connection. Brian Hoyer, of course, and you know, even a couple of our players, Ryan Griffin is from New Hampshire. He's a tight end. He's doing pretty well for the Texans. So, yeah, a lot of ties, obviously. And I think it's interesting because both teams like to employ this sort of game plan offense and defense style, sort of suiting the particular offense that week or defense to the opponent they're playing. So it's kind of weird. You have this vortex of trying to guess what the opponent's going to do and what they're going to bring out. Now, with New England, it's a lot easier because, you know, Tom Brady is Tom Brady. But the Patriots really do like to change it up week to week based on the defense. So it'll be an interesting chess match, if you will.
Well, the Texans have been playing some good football. Four wins in the last five games, a little stumble against Buffalo. But what's been the difference in that recent stretch?
Well, the defense has been the main difference. They didn't play that well against Buffalo in the first half. They played better in the second, but still lost the football game, obviously. I think you have to point to the defense, though. They held Drew Brees without a touchdown for the first time in the Sean Payton era. They were able to hold the Bengals without a touchdown on the road in a primetime Monday nighter. So they really came up with some good performances. Against the Jets, they were good as well. Jets scored a couple of times, but it was really when the game was, I'm not going to say out of reach, but the Texans had control of the game at that point. So they've been playing a lot better. They stumbled against Buffalo, like you said. I just think that there's a whole new attitude. Once they were able to figure out who the quarterback was, Ryan Mallett was, I guess, a distraction. I'm guessing this because late a couple of times and just not really sticking with what the team program was all about. And they've just sort of understood that they don't have Arian Foster running the football, so I think it's kind of banded everybody together. It's all hands on deck, and you know, they're doing a good enough job to go 500 to this point. Now it's all about what they do in the final four games.
Well, let's talk about the offense. Of course, Brian Hoyer knows the Patriots. They know him very well. And despite the fact that they haven't generated a tremendous running game with Alfred Blue, still have been able to put some points on the board.
Yeah, I think that speaks to Hoyer's ability. You know, Hoyer's a good quarterback, and I'll say it, he just needs to play. You know, he just needs to be out there and get reps and be part of something for an extended period of time. You know, if Hoyer was a rookie or something or a second-year guy with as many starts, you'd say, hey, there's something here. This is pretty exciting. And I think that in some ways, as far as the potential here, the upside, that's how you have to look at him, that he's just really starting out as a player. Now, he got some starts in Cleveland, no doubt, looked pretty good, as a matter of fact. And with the Texans, he's looked pretty good as well. So, you know, they stick with him. And I'm not sure if they're going into the offseason, but I just have a feeling that if you gave him another year, that you'd really see some big dividends paid from playing Brian Hoyer. So we'll see how they handle it. In the short term, he's got to play well because, as you said, they don't run it that well. They've been getting better, but they really need the quarterback to play well. I mean, everybody does in this league.
We're talking with Mark Vandermeer, the voice of the Houston Texans. On the defensive side of things, of course, one of the big keys is J.J. Watt. The news of a broken hand in practice this week, what's his status for the game, or aren't we sure quite yet?
No, Watt will not miss a game. I mean, I think Watt would play with one leg if he had to. I don't think that's going to be an issue at all. I think the hand will be a factor, no doubt. You can't be as good with one hand as you would with two when you're a defensive lineman. Romeo Crennel even said he can't grab on as much and, you know, move guys out of the way the same way. But I think Watt will figure out how to get some things done regardless, so you'd much rather have him out there than not. He's just such a dominating player. He affects the game on every play. We'll see how effective he can be, but you have to have him out there. And there's no way he's missing this game.
Well, as the Texans no doubt know, it's been a different Patriots team the last couple of weeks as pressure has come hot and heavy on Tom Brady. He's had a lot of hits, a lot of knockdowns, and this offensive line is under siege right now. This may be perfect timing for the Texans.
Yeah, you know, if Watt was 100%, I'd feel a lot better, because Watt is also nursing a groin injury that limited him in practice last week. And I got a feeling that in the Buffalo game, now I don't know this, again, I'm guessing that he just was a little bit off because of that. It just didn't look like the same Watt. Now, he was still in a pretty good game for a, you know, real good 3-4 defensive end, but not a dominating game. Now, we'll see how he feels this week in the groin department. You know, as far as like being able to move laterally and get himself freed up for a pass rush. But it's also the other guys, Jadeveon Clowney, Whitney Mercilus, John Simon, what they're able to do against the Patriots' offensive line that's going to determine this game. And I think Clowney in particular, he's been bubbling under the surface, waiting to have that breakout game. He's made plays, he's flashed, there's no question about it. Everybody likes what they see, but he needs a big game. And I think if it comes on Sunday night against the Patriots, that'd be wonderful for the Texans. We'll see if it can happen.
So what are a couple of keys if Houston's going to be able to win this one at home and send the Patriots off reeling with three straight losses?
Well, I think the key for the Texans is being able to run the football. They've got it better lately. They have three consecutive games running for over 100 as an ensemble, and that's how they handle it without Arian Foster. Blue is a little nicked up. Chris Polk, who they got from the Eagles with a free agent, is pretty good. Let's just see if they can put something together with that stable of running back to not play keep away entirely. It just doesn't work that way in this league, but have some time-consuming drive and limit the Patriots' possession, and then getting heat on Brady like everybody else has been able to do for the last 2-3 weeks. If you can do that, at some point, you know, last week obviously didn't go well for New England, but at some point maybe he throws an interception, maybe you're just able to get off the field more often than not and get something going with your offense. And you said it, Hoyer. Hoyer's got to play a good game for the Texans. And luckily for the Texans, they're at home. It's going to be loud. It's going to be a great atmosphere. The Patriots are used to this because they get everybody's best game. But this is going to be a raucous atmosphere on Sunday in Houston.
Mark, you're obviously a very smart guy because you went to BU. You did play-by-play work at UMass. But now you've been at Miami and in Houston. That's a guy who understands that winters are much better there than they are up here.
I got to tell you something. When I moved to Miami in 99, I moved there from UMass, right? I was the voice of the Minuteman. And once I got down there, I thought, you know what? It's really good to be in a place like that in the winter. And Houston winters are not nearly as good as Miami, but they're not nearly as bad as up north. So it's really delightful to be here. I'm a Texan now, but I still love New England. And you know, I've got strong ties there, no doubt.
Well, Mark, we appreciate you making time for us this afternoon. Enjoy the game. Good luck the rest of the season, and thanks for being with us this afternoon.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
It's Mark Vandermeer. He's the voice of the Houston Texans.